Simon Yudalad, that we, you know, we did Sif Dalad. However, we did not finish Mishnah Berurah. So I'm not sure exactly where we're holding. So we're going to pick up from the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, and go from there. Yud Gimel, Talos Chaver, Pir Shalomi Daito. So a person's allowed to take somebody else's Talos Shalomi Daito. We have an assumption in Halacha that people would like to have mitzvahs done using their items. So right now they're not using the Talos. So they should be happy that I would come along and borrow the Talos. So that allows me to take the Talos. So I'm borrowing the item. But more than that, I'm going to be making a bracha on that, which means the only way I can make a bracha on the person's makta to me. So this halachic assumption that he's nichale is so strong that we assume that he has das makta to be makta the item to me, that I can pick it up and be kind of it and fulfill the mitzvah. Fine. V'davka v'akrai, this only works to do it occasionally. Our bekvias is also to use the other person's item without asking him. On a constant basis, that would be that you cannot do. I feel a bakrai, even a situation of bakrai, davka boisimokim, I'm only allowed to use it there in that place. Take it to somewhere else, I may not do.
Was he saying that you walk into this fellow's house and pick up his talis and daven?
I walk into the person's house. I mean, I imagine I have rishus to be in the house. That wasn't the issue. I would not assume I have a right to be in the house without rishus. I have rishus to be in the house. And I need a daven. So I see his talis there, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I borrow his talis. So maybe he's not comfortable with me taking it somewhere else, and therefore I cannot do that. Fine. However, if the person's there, you should be careful to ask. So there's a chazaka, there's a halachic assumption that a person wants to fulfill mitzvahs. But if I can clarify, like any time when you're relying on a chazaka, if it's possible to clarify, you should clarify. But obviously, if you know that he's mach, but you cannot take it without asking him. You got to take it with the baruch halov. You got to take it and make a bracha. So I'm not going to run. Now, so the Magen Avraham grapples with this question, like I mentioned before, that for this to work, we have to say the assumption is not only does he want you to do it, but he's being makted to a matan amanas lahachzer. So the Svar of Nichle Linish Levin Mitzamodim, it means I don't mind you taking my item to use it. But that it generates into a das makta a matan amanas lahachzer, that's a problem. So the Chara, according to Magen Avraham, you would have a problem making a bracha. And therefore he says, "Why Meder Chachayim should cause of the Yerusha Toiv Sheichav and Shlalik Noyes Velo Yevorech?" So because of this, it's questionable. So if you have das not to be kind of, so then you can put it on the cover. You know, as we said before, it's more, you know, the cover of the person wearing the talis and not being left without a talis. But you would not make a bracha in that situation.
The cover of the person wearing the talis.
We said before that it's uncomfortable for people. It's uncomfortable for people to sit where he or she wears a talus without a talus. So for him, it would be beneficial to be wearing this talus. But he's not. He wasn't karna. He's not yet to the mitzvah. So he didn't really accomplish too much other than look like you're wearing a talus. So the Magen Avraham says you can make a bracha, and the Magen Avraham argues you make a bracha based on the concept of the same way women make a bracha when they're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. So over here also you can do such a thing. The comparison is very difficult, as we mentioned this last time. The comparison between the two is very difficult because in a case where a woman's doing the mitzvah, she's taking a lulav and an esrog, whatever, she has no mitzvah to take a lulav and an esrog. She takes it, she's doing the mitzvah, lulav and an esrog. Over over here, the point is there's no mitzvah. It's not your begad. So you're not doing anything. So I understand you can make a bracha, even though you're not mechuyev to, on a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah. Over here, it's not a mitzvah. The Magen Rom compares the two. That's why the Derech HaChaim says, I'm sorry that you would not make a bracha. You should not make a bracha. And therefore, the best thing to do is to have das, not to be kind, not to get involved in a shayla. And you put it away, she kapalu saw, kekipula harisha. You have to put it away the same way that you found it, you know, wrapped it up in this, folded in this original fold. Shabbos, you kapalu sabla, kekipula harisha. And Shabbos, however, you're not supposed to fold on Shabbos an item on its original folds, because that strengthens the folds. This is in a form of tikkun mana. You mean masaka the baggage by making the nice crisp lines. Consider a tikkun mana. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So in Shabbos, you're allowed to fold it back in a different way. He says you don't have to fold it at all. Because there is an opinion with souls that you should not fold it at all in any way on Shabbos. If I'm not mechuyev, we're not in situations to do that. Fine. So you got to do this below daita, but you cannot take a swarim shlomi daita. Afraid the person will use the saber to the point that he might tear it. We might take somebody else's siddur or machzer to use for davening. I'm not sure why that should be permitted. I don't know any. And I don't do not know any heter why that should be so. The Ma'ish no siddur misvorim. So Prima Gadim says, I'm not sure why you should be more makel by a siddur than by other storm, which you may not take without permission. Okay. Sifhei. Talos shall shutvin chayevis betzitzis to see about kanfei v'deihem. Even though it's not only one, it's not kesuska, it also says kanfei v'deihem, that even if it's not your personal, only, solely yours, it belongs to others also, you're also chayev. And rather than saying, he would explain and understand. Good Zion. Now, what about a case of Talos shel Shutvis Nochri v'Yisrael? So you have this garment which is shared between you and a Jew and a non Jew. We're talking about Talos shel Mitzvah, we're talking about a baggage which has four corners, and the Jew and the non Jew share it, so the Jew puts in tzitzis. So what's the halacha? Or Ish v'Isha, a woman is not chayav in tzitzis. Chayav is with tzitzis. So since it's the Jew owns it, so it's chayav in tzitzis. However, v'lo yivarech alo, you should not make a bracha on it. V'lo yivarech alo, you should be artist of chayav to look at the message of Aliyah. That's the psak of the artist of chayav. You don't make a bracha. Okay. Fine. Chayevis. So, if it belongs to two people, it's chayev and tzitzis. So the Mishabura V'ayri shechaveru merutza sheyelech chaveru boy. So they have this talus, and the other shutim is agreeable that right now I should wear the talus. V'hu b'li tzitzis. He'll be without tzitzis. So once, I'm sorry, and the bag doesn't have tzitzis, so chayev lasses but tzitzis. Seemingly the beggar does not have tzitzis yet. Once he's agreed that I should use the beggar,
who agrees?
The other should have. So I'm agreed to put tzitzis in. Okay. However, I will shutvin v'yesh b'tzitzis. The case of shutvin. and it has sitzes already. The other one does not want you to wear it. Even if it's something which the size is large enough, you could divide it up. And each, if you divide it, each side would be large enough to be chayv in tzitzis. So it means, theoretically, the part that I own is chayv in tzitzis without the other person. Because even if we divide it up and I get my portion, it's large enough to be chayv in tzitzis. Philohofti im loyv shem gzeila umavorach alav over v'loy sisa. But if a person would take it against the other shutuf's permission, that's gzeila. And make a bracha on it. So he's going to be over this of stealing it, and this of losisa of saying Hashem's name in bracha levatol. Kichelik ho'echad sheboy beisitzios enin shaloi. So if the chalukah is going to be, let's say, the length of the talis, so this is his side, and that's the other person's side. Sitza A and Sitza B is on his side. C and D are on the other side. His bag doesn't have sitzes. So he's using another person's bag for sitzes. The other person is mocked, but they shouldn't take the bag. So he did not fulfill the mitzvah of sitzes.
The way you describe the chukah, there's an obligation with sitzes. He doesn't have four corners.
It does.
Well, he doesn't own a beggar with four corners.
We're talking about the even if you divide it down the middle, this is larger to be chayv and tzitzis. Each one has a share. Each side has a share.
Wait, you're saying actually divide it?
No. We didn't divide it yet.
They didn't divide it. So each one, I own this half. He owns his half. But here are the corners. The corners are here. So I own two corners. He owns two corners.
Okay.
So no chayv and tzitzis.
I'm not sure whether there's no chiyuv in tzitzis or not. The baggage as is, it has four corners.
Not owned by a Jew.
But it's owned by a Jew. No, but it's only a case of two shutfim, but the guy's machmir, I shouldn't wear the baggage. He doesn't want me to wear the baggage. So it's a kafivik dayim of two Jews. The problem is I have no right to take the baggage because he didn't agree that I should walk off with the baggage. So if I put it on all by myself, I'm over Xayla, and I have a problem with Loisisa. The Kolshkin made by a dying citizen, I can't put citizens in. The fee says the talis initially yarish me of it. Father's after he leaves over a talis. All of the brothers, nobody's agreed which brother may wear the talis. So until they work out a pshura, you can't make a bracha on that talis. So even though brother X received the talis, if all the brothers were not agreeable until they make a final division, who should get the talis? So he cannot make a bracha on the talis. Practical level. Okay. Simon Tesvov. What allows to sit as metallic metal is that? You can remove, you can release, untie the sitzes from one baggage and put them in a different baggage. Yeah. To take them off, to leave them not using for sitzes at all, that you may not do.
So what?
No, not use them at all, that you can't do. Okay. Hagop. We're talking about a talis which is owned by somebody who's chayv and tzitzis. So you're demoting the tzitzis, as it were, by taking it off of the bag and not putting it nowhere. So there's an element of a urethra to the tzitzis. But if the owner was not chayv and tzitzis, we bury a mason, a talis, we do not leave the tzitzis up. We take the tzitzis off. So why are we allowed to do that? We're taking the tzitzis off of a bag and not putting it anywhere else. The answer is, but the owner is not chayv in tzitzis. So in that situation, it's not considered that you're downgrading the item.
The dead person.
The dead person owned. The beggar is the miyuchad that's set aside for the purpose of the mace. Okay. Okay. Aleph. You may take them from one beggar and put them in another. You gotta take them from I'm not sure what the kol shkin is. Okay. Gam, I feel a metalis gadol or talis katan. Just talis gadol with talis katan shavim, because we look at them, even though it's a larger garment, the smaller garments. So they're equal. However, I will ain't lahat the mitzitzis metalis shell gadol with the metalis shell katan. The chiyuvah rak min rabbanan. A child is not chay min araisin mitzitzis. So that is definitely demoting it from a beggar of Kiev to a beggar owned by Kata, which is not a beggar of Kiev, which you should not do. If we go to this topic, in mutter let hatter tzitzis italo shal tzemer lit them italo shal sharmin. So the question being, which we had before, that if you hold it that sharmin and rechai the rice, so what's the problem? So it goes from begad of tzemer to begad of katan, both rechai the rice. But if you hold that katan is only the rabbanon, so he's not sure what the loch is. The person will be able to simon the sharminim who rock me rabbanon. So Rebbe Gadol says, according to that cheetah, I'm not sure what the loch is. So you're going from a chi of the raisa to a chi of the rabbanon. Rashi Zechayim mekel b'zalim. Rashi Zechayim is mekel.
What?
So you may take it from one talus to another. Talus Achabez. I'm here because of Shekosim. The Mitzuyim Loit Sitzes Acherim Lahasik. If there's other, it's possible to buy other, to in some way acquire other Sitzes, new Sitzes. Then nochal lahakav shalol lahatut tzitzi yosef and lo b'even b'vur b'siv katan gimel.
What case is the what chaya adam?
The arts of sechaya.
What case is the arts of sechaya? What to take from an adult?
Go from the material which is tamer to material which is like katan. If you have other tzitzis available, you should be machmer not to remove the tzitzis from this baggit, unless the situation will see in Sifkot and Gimel. Okay?
What baggit?
To take it off and not put it in a baggit is not allowed. Baggit Gimel, the baggit Archaloi. Kiyesh Isser. It's improper. You're just taking off the tzitzis and not using them. That's an insult to the beggar. If the talus is worn out to the point where you're not using it anymore, to put it away, to throw it out with the tzitzis, you're allowed to keep the tzitzis and use and reuse them. Even though you're not going to use the tzitzis right now, you let them sit. You might use them at some point. But right now you're not necessarily at that point, but that's okay because the talus was nisbalos. You want to save the tzitzis. And she writes to the Makhla Nakri. So you want to sell the baggage to the goy, so you want to take the sisters off. Allah says, may I tell this baggage, shall you delicate for this? He wants to make a garment which doesn't have four corners out of it. So Mutalidla, you take the sisters off. Alim writes to Limkar, Talisi is so. Also, if you're planning to sell the talis to another Jew, it's improper to take the sitzes off. Even though the other Jew put them in.
You
may, however, remove the tzitzis to make replace them with nicer ones. They're old. You want to make them look like new, or replace them with newer ones. You have one thread, one string, which is not, it's kosher. It was kedei aniva, but it's only that. You don't like that. I'll be hadayin since it's kosher. You're allowed to remove them. They put a shleima there instead. You want to put a shleima? You'd rather have a shleima there. Not rely on the heter. Kedei aniva. You know. If the sitters are shalem and they're right up into different baggin, as opposed to if only kedai niva, the rules you cannot reuse them in the new baggin. Kedai niva is only a dinner b'diavad. If it's you put them in, they were shalemim, and now the kedai niva, the kosher still in the baggin. Once you take them off, you cannot use them in a new bag. It's the chachila. But if they are roy for another bag, so then yeshmin achrayim shakosu diyizor lihatir akshorim bakriches shalhem v'lo lahafsikan b'likroyos. Do not cut them off, but unwind them. Because if you can reuse them for mitzvah, you should do that. You shouldn't make it in a way that's no longer reusable for mitzvah. Cutting it.
It's referring to one that is old or something that you have to take them off.
You're taking off because you want this nice. You want to replace the nicer one, right? But these ones are still usable. Kadeshalo lechalosan. You shouldn't destroy them. Chazal say, person goes to the well, draws the water, he has water left over, so he could pour the water out. Or he could save it, maybe somebody else needs it. So Chazal said it's improper to pour the water out, because maybe somebody else could use the water. So don't destroy these sitzes, if maybe somebody would have a need for them. However, the process of untying and unwinding them is quite tedious. Over there, you may just rip them off. It's not considered you're wasting something. Your goal isn't to destroy them, your goal is just to get them off. So that's not called baltash. However, this holder that we're saying here, that this is okay, is dafka batalish of archayuv. That's when you have these limits. However, the taking off sentences from a talis of a mace is a different story. Even if this person is a Rechiyuva mid Rabbanan. So let's say, for example, a cotton. At least many of you should know more than the cotton's Chiyuva mitzvahs is the Din Rabbanan. So do I have a problem taking it off the bag of a cotton? Well, it's a bar chiyuva. No, he's not. He's not a bar chiyuva. He is a bar chiyuva. He's a bar chiyuva mirabona. So that such a situation, I can't disgrace the tzitzis. By taking them off and not using them for something else. Okay. Sif Beis. Enu yochel ikach hakonov k'moshehu im atzitziyos ulotavra bebegadach. You can't take out the whole unit, cut it off, cut out the corner with the tzitzis, and go sew it onto the new begad. Right? Mishum dal kanfei v'hem b'inan konam zeh lohoye bebegad zeh b'shas asiyah. So it's going to be a tassav lomina osi situation because you made it in begad A. And if that wasn't part of Begad B when you made it, so now it's part of Begad B, it's Tasa Luminosu. So cut in the hay. Eno Yochel. I'm going to run some cotton gimel. We're looking at the word of the dafka konov. Shem b'shirli is out there. We're talking about a small corner, which it's not a shear. The word is not say a size. So I want to take a big quarter. A big quarter is an abba by an abba. Right? So is that a. Because I'll say, no, you can't do that either. Comes out dying anyway, sheer ituf lididei. That an abba and abba is lacking in sheer ituf, the amount you need for ituf. However, because this person, the Maisa, is not going to be able to wrap himself up in the talus, which is an Amba Inamba. If the piece which he took off from the original Begad is large enough that it can be used as a Begad. What do the service of the begadach? So the Magen Rambam says this is, has its own chiyuv. So it's chayiv and tzitzis. When I take it off the first begad, it's still chayiv and tzitzis. It's large enough to be chayiv and tzitzis. So now when I attach it to the second begad, what I'm really doing is it becomes the primary begad. The rest of the begad is an exception of it, and it's chayiv and tzitzis. That's what the Magen Rambam says. See, it's not because it never lost its state of chiyuv. That's his point. It's large enough that it was the piece you took off was large enough that it's chayiv and tzitzis. So it's chayiv and tzitzis the whole time, and you made tzitzis in the begad.
Is it assuming
that you're attaching it to another begad? So you add up to the other three corners also. But they're mitzayin.
What the shape of the begad is, I don't know. Same, but you take off this big. The other begad have four corners.
The one we're cutting from, we're cutting a four-corner garment out of that and taking one of the tzitzis, leaving it attached.
Right, so that this one is chayiv and tzitzis. It doesn't have four tzitzis yet, but it's chayiv and tzitzis. So now I'm putting in another begad and I'm making four tzitzis.
Sewing it onto an existing begad that also has four corners and has three tzitzis on it?
I don't think it'll make a difference.
Even four.
If it already had scissors,
no, if it had four, I think it'd be a problem. But,
even less than three.
Right. If there's already three there and you're adding one, why isn't that Hassan?
Each one is chayiv, because each one was always chayiv.
It was always chayiv, even though you don't
have it. The way I'm making this bag and its fourth tzitzah is by taking a bag which is chayiv and tzitzah and extending this bag. That's what the Magen Rambam says. So we'll tell us specific cotton gimel. Paul goes ever oyser. They do not, as I see, most of you are more inclined towards the Taz. You understand where the Taz is coming from. You have two garments. You have garment A. You take garment. You take a big piece of the garment. It's very wide. Cut up a big corner. It's very large. It's shashir itzuf on itself. It has one tzitz in the corner. You go to the second bag. beged, you sew on that beged this piece with the tzitzit. So the Karz Tassel Menos, he says, no, it's not, because you transferred it in a state of Kiyuv.
So you're saying two
Kiyuv
forms
die
into one
Kiyuv
beged?
Correct. You never had a beggar that you made, not in the situation of here.
So we're not saying it's a new beggar, are we? The two are now one new beggar.
Two are now one beggar.
It's still not Tassel Luminos.
Yeah, because it never was in a state of not here. That's what he's saying. But if you're transferring without tzitzis, so I can attach it to this baggage. Im hu machzik al kuponim shalosh etzbos, a shalosh etzbos. Vechel yatabot tzitzis. So even though it's an extension of the baggage, it has to have a certain, you know, it can't be like a little piece. But if it's a shear of three etzbos or three etzbos, it's kosher enough to be considered part of a baggage. So you took your baggage and made it a little larger. Then you put the, right.
Is that a finish?
And then you put in tzitzis in it. What?
Is that a finish?
He's saying if it's smaller than that, you shouldn't be putting tzitzis in it.
And after you sew it together to the other baggage?
That's what sounds like he's saying.
What's the reason it's all in 3x3?
We will see a little bit when we get to the Siftalot.
Well, why should we go think tzitzis?
Then we'll see when we get to the Siftalot. Now, Mikol Shai Beged Ein Tzarech Lahatzik Lo. The beggar that you're taking, you're adding to, you do not need to undo its tzitzis. I think he means. Now, with Afke im Kodim Shenitzkar Belo Akanaf, for Yagam came Baska Yufa. Talking about the beggar you're adding to is a Sheikh Yuf. So, let's say the case will be that the baggage B, its corner got torn off. So its corner got torn off. It only has three tzitzits. So I take a little bit of material from this baggage, fill in the corner, and I want to now put a tzitzit. No problem. So 1 second. What about the other three tzitzits? So if after the tear, this baggage was still chayv in tzitzits, so no problem. But if after the tear, the beggar was potter in tzitzis, so these three become tassel lo menos. So the case was that this beggar B, which you're replacing the corner, the case was it was still davkim kadam shenizkar b'lo akonav hayagam kein baschayuv. How is that? Gan shalom nikram imenu akonav b'igol. That which it tore off, it didn't tore off in a circular way, which would make it potter and tzitzit. Of the nikram imenu b'igol, and when it tore off like a round way. Manasseh bas gimel, so the bag only has three corners. Anymore. So now the three remaining tzitzis on this bag, you have to remove. So you have to take all of the tzitzis off, fix the bag, and make it four corners, and then put all four corners in. If you don't do that, it's tassel lominos. So you want to put it attach it onto a different baggage. If you want to put it back on the original beggar that it came from, so I have my beggar over here, four corners, one of the corners rips off with the tzitzit. So I want to put it back into the beggar with the tzitzit in it. You do not need to remove the tzitzit from the corner that you're adding now. Because So the beged still is a beged which is chayiv in tzitzis. The tear was square in the form of a square. So there's a corner here, a corner here, a corner here, and a corner here, and a corner here. So you have five corners. The beged is chayiv in tzitzis still. So these three are fine. And the fourth one, which is the corner, is part of a beged which is chayiv in tzitzis. And when you made it a beged, you made it properly. So you're just reattaching it. That's fine. No, it can be even less. However, it's all talking about if however the garments became putter from tzitzis by the tearing. Like you mentioned before, the canabis of cotton involved. That's all. Then all bets are off. Then all three of these corners are a problem. And because this is just refixing it, the whole thing is not here anymore. Reattaching it. Now, we come back in a ton of marsik a kapon of gimel gimel. It has to hold gimel gimel because the stomach was sipped out. Like we'll see again and sipped out. Kozu the last shulchan aruch. But we're going to run this in cotton gimel. So this, what we're presenting, is the post of the shulchan aruch and then we're going to run. It will tell us poisik, sip cotton gimel, poisik. Shein nafkimino, bein a matzera for the bag of akar or attaching it to a different baguette or putting it back into this baguette will not make a difference. He holds it's a problem, even if it's going back to the baguette it was taken from. Okay. Let's do a sip gimel and then we'll.
We look through a mat here, not worried about our side.
I guess not. Okay, Sif Gimel. Talus Mitsuyatsis Kehilchasa Shechoku Alishtayim. The talus, which is had scissors in it properly, you cut it in half. Each one is large enough that it's chayiv and tzitzis because you can be misatif with it. So each side has at least one or two tzitzis. So now you have added a third and fourth corner. So the chayiv, I have a problem with it, that the tzitzis one and two were made not in this beged, which is now chayiv. But it was made in a beged which is chayiv, and the beged is still chayiv. So and these tzitzis, one and two, never lost their function of tzitzis. So in that situation, you just add the two new ones. It's not considered a problem of tasav l'manasu. Okay. Each chelik remains large enough that you can do ituf in it. If each side is not large enough to wrap the person in, when you cut them in half, you don't have a shir ituf. So these bottom men take of a mitzitzis. So that means at that moment they've lost their din tzitzis. So these two are not no longer tzitzis. If you want to reattach the two sides, or the shachatichah, you want to attach one of the sides to another different piece of material. So the hatter, the mitzchila, call it tzitzis. You have to remove all the tzitzis beforehand. Fine. What about if the cut wasn't down the middle? So on one side it's a shir ituf still. So that side is still a bag which is chayiv. So add two more tzitzis and goodbye. The other side, however, is too small.
But the cut wasn't down the middle.
Right. Saying so how to rock me chelik shein boy. So in that situation, the side which is too small, you have to undo. The side which is not too small, you can leave as is. You want to reattach the two sides, reattach the two sides, and then put in tzitzis on those two sides. So those two, you have to remove the tzitzis before you put it back in. The smaller side. Okay. So in the case where the baguette is it's large enough that you can divide it up and still have a share itu. So the law is you don't have a problem with tassel minos. Anyway, the tzitzis and nishirush ain't shom shem sulaleim. The tzitzis which remain are tzitzis of a baguette which is chayiv. These two are still part of a bag which is chayv and tzitzis. So you haven't finished the mitzvah yet, but they're not tassel minosu. Okay, Amir to Yochel Tzarif, Loisa Chatzi, Chatifa, Begad Acher, Lasa Tzitzis Chadoshim, Ala Kanofas Chadoshim. You don't have to reattach it to the other half of this garment. You can add something else instead, because you're dealing with a shear which is chayv in itself. These tzitzis should be here. You want to then extend the bag and more? Fine. Okay, then you'll put this on that end.
What?
You had a bag and you cut it in half. This shear is chayv and tzitzis. It's larger than chayv and tzitzis. It has a tzitzis here and a tzitzis here. These two sides no longer have tzitzis. Because the tzitzis were here and here. So this is a cut and there's no tzitzis here. But this piece is large enough to be chayv and tzitzis. So then you take this piece which is cut off, you attach a new piece of material from somewhere else, and you make it add all of that on. Fine! So that's the bagging. The patzitzas here and here.
Add a new piece of material to one.
You want to make the garment larger. You want to reattach the two sides. Take off the tzitzit from one side, sew it up, put it back on the other side. That side. So that's what some people say. They disagree, and they argue that's what we're saying over here. That since it remained the shear, so it's not. It never lost its moment of here. It's not tassavul aminosu. So he says it would good be. It would be good to be marked in the chadchila. Okay. The next step is complicated. Let's hold it here.